This is our sprayer area, and we're displaying a range of models here. Actually, the business in Europe seems to be moving away from the mounted sprayer. I mean, I don't know if even North America, you guys even sell mounted sprayers anymore. We still have them in the line, but they're not really a very big runner. Partly it's a fact of the farm restructuring, farms are getting bigger. Partly it's a fact that they just need to get more done because the weather's been really changeable, especially this year. And you know, it's not always ideal weather conditions to be spraying, and when the weather's right, you need to get it done really fast. So we've got a broad range of machines from mounted all the way up to self-propelled now. We sell our sprayers with standard and also intelligent options.
Yeah.
So you can get a basic machine or you can basically buy up to the intelligent package, and I'll explain to you a little bit in a minute what the intelligent package is. This is the all-new machine for Europe right now. It's the first ever self-propelled. It's only available as an intelligent machine because it's got some features in there that are pretty unique and really exclusive on the market, and I'll explain those in a second. This is an example of John Deere's kind of global engineering. The chassis we're taking from Des Moines because we're the world's biggest self-propelled sprayer. So the chassis comes out of Des Moines. The engine's coming from France, the John Deere engine factory. The cab's coming from Bruxelles, where we make the cabs for the tractor. So it's a tractor cab, it's a John Deere engine, it's a John Deere chassis from Des Moines, and the spraying technology is coming from our sprayer factory in Horst. And basically we're putting all the experience that we have into one machine, and we've packed some really interesting AMS features on there. One is Spray Pro. So basically, you sit at your computer, you decide what you want to spray, how much dosage you want to put on the crop, you take the card out of your computer, you just give it to your sprayer driver, he sticks it in the machine, the signal recognizes which field the sprayer's in, what chemical you've got in the tank, you press the button, it mixes the chemical for you in the right solutions, you sit on the sprayer, you push the stick forward, and if you speed up, it regulates the spraying so that basically you get the required dosage on the crop. It's kinderleicht, child's play, yeah? Child's play. And really that's something that the customers appreciate, especially the contractors, because they're going from one customer to the next. They've got different chemicals to apply in the morning and the afternoon. And right now in Europe, everything has to be documented. And this machine does it all automatically. So the days of little notebooks like this and pens and scraps of paper with I spread 50 hectares here into it, gone. The guy comes home at the end of the day, takes the card out, and he can prove what he spread, when he sprayed it, and most importantly, you can prove that he didn't spray it close to any water courses. Because in Europe, that's a real hot topic, yeah? Water quality is becoming critical. It's forcing us to think about how we apply nitrogen also, but especially chemicals. So that's been a real hit with the farmers so far.
When did you introduce the self-propelled sprayer in Europe?
In Europe, officially it's available for sale now.
Okay, so this is its first public intro?
Well, we showed it at SEMA,
okay,
but only as a concept machine.
Sure.
Today you can sign a contract. So if anyone wants to buy one, just let me know and I'll organize it, yeah? Shipping and packaging, no issue.